minutes remaining.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Daily Happy. Today is
Monday, September 4th, 2023.
I'm Allison Burns.
I'm Lulu Bickard.
And whether you're waking up or winding down, we want to be there for you.
Yep. And you can be there for us by sending us power batteries for all our stuff, just in case we don't have power from the storm. But we don't know because we are recording this a couple days in advance. But here's to you, everyone, being prepared for whatever comes your way.
Yeah. All right. What's going your way?
What's going our way? Okay. First of all, I just want to get on the bandwagon and share this PSA with everyone.
Okay.
Apparently, we need to be warning parents not to crack eggs on your children's heads.
Okay. Yeah. I've seen this trend.
On TikTok?
Yes. Well,
hashtag egg who knows? Crack.
Yeah. It's TikTok, Instagram, those reels.
Oh, it's hugely viral. 670 million views so far.
Yeah.
Of egg prank things. Here's the thing. Don't do it.
Yeah. I agree. It's rude.
Yeah. There's a couple reasons, actually. So the first one is, A, you can literally bruise their head. You have to do it pretty hard. Mm-hmm. Like you can try to do it on yourself. Like it doesn't naturally do it. You have to do it pretty hard.
Right.
But also you're spreading germs. This doctor from Johns Hopkins, Dr. Megan Martin says, we're literally smacking salmonella on their foreheads.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Like you can't do that. So don't do that.
Well, and I've also seen some of the videos I haven't gone like search for them, but like, you know, just scrolling late at night, 2 a.m., can't sleep. And I've seen a couple of them and these kids are not, it's not funny. Like it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like this trust issue. They thought they were making cupcakes with you or brownies. Yeah,
that's not cool.
And then you smack them in the head. Like that's not fun.
And also, it breaks the biggest rule of, like, friendly comedy, mm-hmm. which is the kids are not in on the joke.
Right.
They're the butt of the joke. Like, right. What are you doing? Why are you bullying your kid?
Yeah. Like, you start laughing at them, not with them. And then they're the ones with literal egg on their face.
I mean, listen, I know that there's a line with like how funny these things can be, but I also am uncomfortable with, I know this makes me a nerd, the one that one of the late night people does where they steal the candy from the kids.
Oh, yes.
The Halloween candy.
I think it's Jimmy something something.
But I don't remember which Jimmy it is, though.
It's not Jimmy Fallon. It's the other one.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yep. It's Jimmy Kimmel.
And he takes the Halloween candy from the kids, like the parents.
Yes.
Tell them I ate it all. And I'm like, no, because you had a contract with that child the day before. And then they're so sad.
Yep. Yeah.
The difference is, I guess they get the candy back.
Yeah. But it's still like such a mean joke. And here's the thing, like, they do. They post a plethora of emotions. There are some kids that are mean. And then here's the thing. Then the audience starts judging your children. Because I know when I've seen those and some kid loses his mind and starts cursing, like, oh, that kid needs to be parented differently. What a little brat.
Right.
But also, like, that's not a normal situation. And then you have some kids who are like, it's okay, mommy. I still love you. And then you're like, oh my God.
Like why would you do that to that child?
Yeah. It's just not normal.
It's not normal to use your own child for comedy.
Yeah. It's not a normal situation. Like I love when Hannah makes me laugh, but she does it on her own accord. You know?
Yeah. You're not like setting her up.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever have. Now I'm worried. Have I set her up before? But I don't think I have. But that's also not just my MO. I also don't have time to do stuff like that. I'm like,
I mean, have you seen the one? The only one that like does make me laugh, but it's only because I'm a terrible person. There's one where they tell someone that she's invisible or she's gone.
Oh yes,
and the mom is so committed to being a scared actor that I can't stop laughing. But it's, again, it makes me a terrible person. Okay, I'm going to this next story because it makes me, I feel guilty now.
Okay.
Have you read all the stories about this woman in Australia with the worm in her brain?
No. Oh, God. New fear unlocked.
Listen, okay, here's the thing. Fact number one, they found a live worm in a woman's brain.
Ugh.
She was having she was having symptoms that would not say worm in your brain. It was like, you're going to hate this. It was like night sweats, headaches, I know, like stuff that we all have.
That's don't worry, all me.
Everyone, no, it's everyone. It's everyone. It's everyone. Her symptoms were everyone. Point take being, they find this worm and everyone's going crazy in the science world. And I'm reading this article and it says, oh, she must have gotten it from a python. And I was like, how does that happen? So I'm reading the article and it says that she regularly picked this certain type of plant to eat, which was fine to eat. And they think she inadvertently might have gotten some python eggs onto the plant.
What?
Or python bacteria onto the plant or something.
Oh my God.
It's insane. Yeah. We hypothesized, this is what the CDC's article is, or the summary of the big study.
We hypothesized
that she inadvertently consumed O. robertsi eggs either directly from the vegetation or indirectly by contamination of her hands or kitchen equipment. It was carpet pythons. Now listen, that means those eggs had to be really small. Also, what? 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 How do you wash all your produce before you eat it?
Sometimes I have to be honest, I don't.
Oh, you got it. You got to.
Especially if the bag says triple wash.
No, you got to do it now.
Oh my gosh.
Now we got to do it.
But I feel like all the bad, scary animals live in Australia.
We live in Florida.
Yeah, that's true. We have a lot of things too.
We have the brain-eating amoeba.
Man, that's crazy.
Live worm.
And how do you get that out?
A surgery.
Yeah. I wonder how they find it in there.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It was 80 millimeters long. Don't ask me how long it is.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was trying to do the math in my head but I don't know. I feel like I'm good with centimeters, but not necessarily millimeters.
They're a lot smaller than centimeters.
Yeah. 80 millimeters?
80 millimeters.
2 minutes remaining.
Does that equal 8 centimeters? You know what? Don't say this out loud. We're on the air. Don't do the math.
But I want to know how many inches is in a millimeter. How many inches in a millimeter? This is actually a very common question. What?
What's the answer?
0.0394.
Well, millimeters are very small. It's a thousandth of a meter.
So I feel like 80 would be 4 inches.
But in your brain.
No, that's big. Because if you think your eye is 1 inch, it would be 4 eyes.
How is your eye your standard measurement for an inch?
Well, because...
how did that happen that quickly in your brain?
I don't know. I've always felt like an eye is an inch. You know?
No, I hear you. And I think you might be right. But it's just... so weird.
I think it's because, as I'm looking at myself in our recording live, I'm looking at my face and I was like, oh, my eye's an inch, you know? But I think I've always thought that. I'm not far off. 80 millimeters is 3.15 inches. And I said 4. So I was...
The standard human eye is about 1 inch in diameter.
No way.
It literally says it.
Oh my God. Listen, I
that was had good. That one.
Yeah.
That was really good. Nine, it's the eight, eye is
10 seconds.
Seven, complex organ that is approximately 1 inch wide, 1 inch deep, and 0.9 inches tall.